It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of ISV Architect Evangelism team. Today, I'm in Washington, D.C., conducting first CRM Incubation Week. Today, I have with me Eric. And can you introduce yourself and your organization?
Sure. I'm Eric Hood. I'm with Highland Martin. We're a Microsoft Certified Partner out of Atlanta. We're a Microsoft Dynamics CRM partner. I've been working with Microsoft CRM since the original beta back in 2002.
Keith Johnson and Highland Martin, Atlanta. I'm primarily responsible for the sales business development, but I've had a lot of experience in the CRM workplace and working since the beta days of CRM, so we're excited to be here and for the opportunity.
Okay. Jason Eagleton from Highland Martin, of course, Atlanta. And my background comes from the Dynamics space, a lot of the ERP integrations, custom .NET integrations, things like that. So this is a fantastic opportunity for us to come here and meet with the Microsoft team to get introduced to technologies that we normally don't have the time to do on a day-to-day basis to get involved with ourselves.
Welcome to the show. Help me understand what excited you to come from far distance here in Washington, D.C., that to a week before Christmas, to spend so many hours, less sleep, and what excited you about this?
I'll tell you from my standpoint, we have talked about CRM and CRM online and the ISV opportunities for developing products to integrate with CRM. And, while we can sit in the office and really brainstorm all these great ideas and follow the Microsoft blogs, and we have great Microsoft contacts to talk about CRM, we really hadn't had the opportunity to sit down and really talk about what does the landscape look like, how is it changing. What technology products does Microsoft have that are coming out that will augment and help us, get a head start there? So I think just networking a little bit, but also kind of understanding and having the relationship with people that wrote CRM and people that deal with it on a daily basis and finding those business development opportunities, I think, was key for me.
Yeah, and a lot of the same here, as well as, kind of like Jason talked about a minute ago, just being able to come up here and just for a whole week, just to focus on, one particular idea, put everything else out of our minds so we can focus on one idea, think it through beginning to end, and see how close we can actually get to delivering it in a week.
How would you define this incubation week? I know you have read my blog, which is on the screen in the back of you. How would you kind of perceive and define? I mean, you have been in this week for 2 days. Can you help me defining this week?
From
your expectation perspective, what you can expect, what you're getting, what you could possibly see down
right.
the road, what's the value addition to you, if any,
right.
if you can help me to redefine that.
Right. So from us, we came up here looking for more information on the CRM platform. Obviously, we're already a CRM partner, so we have a certain level of expertise on the CRM platform. But coming up here and finding out, finding the things that we didn't know about the platform, was good. Things like the lunch and learn today, where the guy came in for it to talk about how the VCs handle the pitches and stuff like that. Seeing how that side of things goes. Keith comes from that background. I don't come from that background. So that, that was a particularly helpful luncheon today to get a view into what, someone from either the angel investing or the VC communities, what they're looking for and, from startups and whatnot. So, I think that's been good and kind of eye-opening.
So what I'm hearing is that this week is in an offer from Microsoft to outreach and help startup team, and then it's just not the technology, but also helping you from non-technical aspects, like as you said, today's great speaker talking about how to pitch to VCs, and there are some more great speakers lined up remaining the week. how many hours are you able to sleep? I mean, it looks like so much excitement, and are you able to sleep at all?
It's funny. When I got the picture of it, now I see it. It kind of reminds me of some of the TV shows you see, like The Apprentice, right? Where you get a team together, and you're in close quarters. I mean, sometimes in the same hotel room, you're around each other 14 hours a day. And even though we work with each other, my luggage didn't show up, so I was unshaven. I didn't have clean clothes for a day or two, and so little dynamics like that make things fun, but. You know, from our perspective, I think it's been a little bit of a game, but by the same token, even if you understand the VC process, even if you understand how to build a company, building a company within Microsoft's framework is not necessarily how you may do things in the free market. So understanding how to navigate the Microsoft channel, what resources at Microsoft can help you do certain things, and who you should lean on for certain things, and maybe other groups for other things. So understanding the Microsoft dynamic for us as it relates to the business has been huge.
So going forward, right, imagine like you have gone through this, the whole rigorous process and resources, including offshore development team, taking time zone advantage, towards the end of the week, how do you see that you will be able to leverage all this what you gain in building your company down the road? Like when you see that you'll be having your customers, your beta customer, your revenue-paying customers. Do you have any kind of thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, it's one thing kicking around ideas at the office. With the three of us together, there's never any shortage of ideas on what to do. But actually taking and reserving an entire week out of our busy schedules to come here with Microsoft, and you guys are providing us with a fantastic facility and access to the core team from CRM and other places, it really gives us a chance to focus on what that product development process would be, start to finish. And this is all crammed down into 1 week, but we can take what we've learned in the processes here that we see going on, the interactions here with your guys' team, and take that back with us to our company. And when we have an idea, we can better stage that out and schedule times to do milestones and the actual activities that need to take place to produce a successful product in the marketplace.
I think that the outsourcing thing was kind of a pleasant surprise, not something that we knew was going to be provided. And any time that you've got somebody offering up free expertise and free development hours to help you towards your goal, I think when you're a small company, you always kind of think, wow, we really have to do everything ourselves. We have to build everything from scratch. We don't want someone else to come in here. But then when you truly realize, wow, we've got this group that's already been through project management for CRM projects. They've already built these other products. And so, we have two products kind of under our belt from the CRM side, but now all of a sudden you've got this complete new group that will work with a small business and really cost-effectively help you get a product to market a lot faster. I think that's exciting and something that we didn't know was going to be a part of this.
So in terms of the startup game here, right, the resources what Microsoft is offering, the different programs are launching, especially, have you heard about BizSpark program?
We've heard about BizSpark, and I believe we qualify under the guidelines, so we're really interested in applying and see if we can get in there.
So what do you think in terms of the Microsoft, especially in this economy, which things are not that good, and for startups, to increase startups, any comment or any perception on that?
It's a great time to put time into product development. If you're not as busy as you normally would be, that's the best time to hunker down, learn new technologies, get more familiar with the new products out in the marketplace, what your competitors might be doing. That's the best time to actually engage in new product development.
Hey, thank you for, I know this is a busy time for you while you should be working on your product, and thanks again for your time for this little chat here. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.